Yesterday, we spoke to an Indian editor about the conflict over Kashmir. Today, we turn to Hamid Mir in Islamabad, Pakistan. He is the editor of the Daily Asaf, and he thinks that the tensions could escalate to war.
In last 3 to 4 days, on the line of control between Pakistani-controlled Kashmir and the Indian-controlled Kashmir, they are firing on us, we are firing on them, they are shelling us, we are shelling them, they are killing us, we are killing them. So definitely if the situation is not calmed down, we will definitely involved in the fourth India-Pakistan war.
How do Pakistanis answer the Indian complaint that the suicide attack on the Indian parliament is the responsibility of Pakistan because the groups that engineered it are based in Pakistan?
You see, the Pakistani public opinion is entirely different. They see these kind of incidents from a different perspective. First of all, I must say that the India is claiming that the attack on the parliament in New Delhi was engineered jointly by Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. The people in Pakistan are aware about the internal differences of these groups. The chief of the one group wrote a pamphlet against the other some months back. So there is no possibility that these two groups can jointly organize an attack on the Indian parliament. If India accuses one group, then the people in Pakistan are ready to believe. But if you come to Pakistan and you ask the layman on the street that what do you think about the militants fighting against the Indian security forces in Kashmir, he will say that I support these militants. So this is the public opinion in Pakistan.
But does Pakistani public opinion generally also support what happened earlier this month, the attack on the parliament in New Delhi?
My friend, in 1930, when the England was ruling this part of the world, one Indian attacked the same parliament. He bombed the parliament. His name was Bhagat Singh. And the present Indian government declared him as a freedom fighter. So if the Bhagat Singh is the freedom fighter for the present Indian government and he also bombed the parliament, then this is the right of the Kashmiri people that they should fight against the same Indian government for their liberation, and India should not call them the terrorists.
What disturbs, of course, people all over the world about the possibility of an India-Pakistan war larger than what's happening now in Kashmir is the fact that both countries have nuclear weapons.
Yes.
Is there any, is there a Pakistani doctrine, say, regarding nuclear weapons that it would not engage in any first use of those weapons?
No, you see, Pakistan is very weak on the conventional war front. If you go through the balance sheet, the Indian military might is stronger than the Pakistani military power. So if there is a long war between India and Pakistan, we can definitely come to a point where Pakistan will face a lot of trouble. The security of Pakistan will be in danger. There will be no other option for Pakistan than to use nuclear weapons.
These conversations that we've had with yourself and also with an Indian journalist give one absolutely no confidence about what is about to happen between India and Pakistan. I wonder, is there anything that the United States could do at this point to talk these two countries back from the brink of war right now?
You see, the United States is, I think, not showing proper responsibility in this kind of situation, because the United States has emerged as the main ally of India. This is a very complicated situation. I must speak truth to you. If India is not ready to give right of self-determination to the Kashmiris, I think we are definitely heading towards a war.
Mr. Mir, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay.
Speaking to us from Islamabad, Pakistan, Hamid Mir, editor of the Daily Asaf.